We are learning Masech Zum with Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. We are still looking, we have one pshat so far, of the Azara for Inu. That means the Torah never says, like by Malacha, doing work says, V'chol Malacha Le'isasu, that's a lav. By Inu, it never says a clear lav. So the first Gemara learned out from Etzem, we learned out from Malacha, just like Malacha has a lav, so too by Inu, which is not eating, also has a lav. The Gemara is bringing other drashas now. The Be'er Bishmol Tana, Nema Kan Inui, says here Inui, V'nema Lahalon Inui. The other place it says Inui is by Ma'anes, a person who's Ma'anes, a lady. It says in the Pasuk, Al Dvar Ashe Ina Es Eishes Re'eyu. So there it says, Lashon of Ina, and look at there is a lav, here's also a lav. Nema Kan Inui Lahalon, Nema Lahalon, just like by the Znos there, Le'onash Elam Ken Hizer, there's only an Einish if there's a Azara. Avkan Le'onash Elam Ken Hizer, here also the Einish only with a Azara. That's Be'er Bishmol's pshat, the second pshat. The third pshat of Achav Yaakov Ama, it says in the Pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosoin Hu Lechem V'nisim Nafshu Seichem V'tishol Lechayis V'erev V'erev V'tishvus V'shabbatchem. It starts the Pasuk of Shabbos Shabbosoin, calls Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbosoin. And we learn now from Shabbos Bereishis, from regular Shabbos, Omer Yav Shabbos Shabbosoin, Shabbos Bereishis. Ma'la Halon Lo'i Onashom Ken Hizer. Just like over there, by Shabbos, there's Azara, Shundu Malacha, Lesasukum Malacha, Afkan, Le'onish, Olekin, Hizir. Here also, there's no Oinish without Azara, but not eating. So that's already your third Pshat in the Azara. Rav Papa, a fourth Pshat. Rav Papa says, on top of Pe'alf on Beis, Hu Gufa Shabbos Ikri. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. The Chsiv Tishpesu Shabbatchem. And if it's Shabbos, so it's called Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. It has Azara. Because it's called Shabbos. Like Shabbos has Azara. This is Azara also. So it's more than just, it's not Gzeres Shavah. It is called Shabbos. Now, if you're going to wonder, why is it picked Tishbisu Shabbatchem? What about the beginning of Pasuk? Shabbos Shabbos and who? So Rashi asked the question. Rashi says, Shabbos Shabbos and who is not saying it's Shabbos. Shabbos is saying is rest. It's a day of rest. That's what it means. It doesn't mean it's Shabbos. Tishbisu Shabbatchem means it's a Shabbos. It's Mama Shabbos, and that's how you learn the Isser of Malacha, the Lava Malacha. The beginning of Pasuk, you can learn how to Gzeres Shavah. That's other man the Yom Pshat. But it doesn't say that it's called Shabbos. So now we have the last two Pshatim are Rav Achav Yaakov learns out from Shabbos Bereishis, Gzeres Shavah, Shabbos, Shabbos. Our Papa says, Tishbisu Shabbatchem means it is Shabbos. So Gemara explains like this. Bishlam Rav Papa, which is the last Pshat, that he learns out from Tishbisu Shabbatchem, Loi Omak Rav Achav Yaakov. He didn't say like Rav Achav Yaakov, which learns out from Shabbos Bereishis, which means a regular Shabbos. The Quran, the Chesed Begufi Yod, if it's better to have a Pasuk by itself inside the own parasha than to go somewhere else to learn it from. And Rav Achav by Yaakov, my time alone with our Papa. Why don't Rav Achav say like a Papa? Our Papa's beautiful Pshat. Tishbis is Shabbat. It's called Shabbos. So why don't you learn out like Rav Papa? It's beautiful Pshat. This is Shabbos. Why do you have to go make a Zerah Shabbat? So Gemara answers, because he learns, Rav Achav by Yaakov learns that the Pasuk Tishbis is Shabbat is for something else. We need it for the following Braisa. It says in the Braisa, brings down this pasuk we just read, V'nisem es nafshe seichem v'tisha l'chodesh yochol yaskh v'sana v'tisha. It sounds like you have to fast on the ninth day. Tam aloyim be'erev, in the evening. I be'erev, if it meant evening, yochol mitzvah tashach, dafka when it gets dark, tam aloyim v'tisha, you fast on the ninth day. Ha'keitzad, maschil m'sana v'boyidyoim. You start fasting from the Erev Yom Kippur. Mekan, we see from here, shemasifim mechoil ha'kodesh. You see from here that there's din toysvis yom kippurim, which sounds like it's a din deraisa. Toysvis yom kippurim. Ve'ein li ala b'chnisasa. You only learn so far that the beginning of Yom Kippur has to be, you have to have extra time. You have to do toysvis yom kippurim. Be'itziyos ha'manayin, how do you know that also after Yom Kippur you have to do a little extra? Tamalayim Erev Ad Erev. It says Erev Ad Erev. We make a hekesh. Just like the first Erev is extra, the second Erev is extra also. Ve'ainli al Yom Kippurim. You only know Yom Kippur. Shabbos am Dgaris. Shabbos sois Menayin. How you know Shabbos am Dintais of Shabbos? Tamalayim Tishbisu. Ainli al Shabbos is Yom Tavim Menayin. How you know Yom Tavim? Tamalayim Shabbatchem. So we learned the Shabbatchem. So what are we doing with the pasuk Tishbis Shabbatchem? Teaching us that Shabbos and Yom Tov have been Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Kippur, and Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay, so the Kamakov Shnei Shvois Meisif Mechayil Al Hakodesh. Anytime it's Losh Shvois, we are Meisif Mechayil Al Hakodesh. Like upon him, the reason why Achav Yaakov didn't learn like a Papa is I have to use the pasuk for. I use it for Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Tov. That's why I learned it for.
It's called Shabbos, man. You don't know.
What?
But if it's called Shabbos, you
know where you are. No, Shabbos is only learned after this pasuk. The Tosfos Yom Kippur is the Tosfos Yom Kippur. What? No, it doesn't work that way. It's called Shabbos. That wouldn't teach that Shabbos is now Yom Kippur. It doesn't teach us that. It could be called Shabbos. So it has all din of a Shabbos. It doesn't mean that Shabbos has all din of Yom Kippur. Doesn't have all din. You don't fast, right? You don't fast Shabbos. It doesn't work the other way. So I upon him, that's when he says Pesukim. That says Pesukim. No, you didn't. Yeah. Tana, so to my right, the Tana, the Et. Now, this is this Tana. Now, the Tana before, we had a Gemara Amar Aleph that says, Yachol, there should be a Einish for Inui or Malachav Taisvis Yom to Yukpurim. There's no, because it's Etzim Yemezah. If you need a Pasuk for Etzim Yemezah, obviously you know it's Taisvis Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says that that man, the Yom, doesn't need Shatishvish Shabbat Chem, teaches Taisvis Yom Kippurim. Doesn't need the pasuk of not Tishrei, the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk of Tisha and Erev. He doesn't need it. The man of Amar Aleph and the Raya does not need Tisha and Erev. This drasha teach us Taisi of Purim. Why? Because that alone, they need Etzem to tell you that's only by Etzem. Hayem is as a Oynish. Obviously, there's a Taisi of Purim. That's the Gemara's question. But Tana, the Etzem, the Mandi Amar who learns that from Etzem. So obviously, he knows Taisi of Purim from those that they need a miyat in the Oynish. So, high b'tisha l'chayis ma'avalei. What is with the patish l'chayidish? Ma'bayle l'katani chia barav medifti. Tani chia barav medifti. Famous drasha. V'nisem es nafshecha matisha. It says you should fast on the ninth day. The Gemara says, v'chit tisha mesanim. Do you fast on the ninth day? So, b'sha all the manim said the drasha was taisha k'purim, but he doesn't learn from here. What is matisha mesanim? Well, if you ask you fast on Yom Kippur. Ha'loi malach, chala oichel v'shoyse v'shi. Anyone who eats or drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, Malo of Akasakil Sana Tisha Vasiri, it's like he fasted the ninth and tenth day. Because he darshan like this, but Nisem Esnaf Shesechem and Tisha Chesh means eat so you can fast on the ninth day. And since it uses Loshen Ve'enisem, Na Va'oichel teaches us it's called fasting. It's Gil you fasted. So it's Gil you fasted it on 2 days if you eat an Erev Kippur. So Akaponim, that's what comes out of Gemara. Now, what comes out of my Gemara is there's a din. Taisvis Yom HaKippurim. I just want to read 2 points on the Rosh about Taisvis Yom HaKippurim, the din of extending the time of Yom HaKippurim. So Rosh and Simon Ches, first of all, says like this: Taisvis Zed Sarach Shiyah Koydim Ben Hashmashes. It has to be before Ben Hashmashes. The Ilu Ben Hashmashes Safik Yom Safik Lailahu. If it's Ben Hashmashes Mavish, that anyway you have to keep. Could Safik. So it has to be more than Ben Hashmashes. That's what the Rosh says. And this is another thing. But Taisvis Zed L'Sbar Shuro, it doesn't say how long it has to be. But he says, Al Karchach, it's more than a Kaldu. It's not just 1 second. It's got to be more than that. Amalav B'tev, it's a Kaldu, means a Raya. Elishon is Bar Ashura. It has to be a little bit of an extension of time. That's why the minhag is to say Tefillah Zaka. In Tefillah Zaka, you say, Areini Mekava Love, the whole Tanis Yom. You say it a little before Shkia, and Yechap Arayim, this Taisvis Yom HaKippur. Zogting Maravaita. Ochel Oichlam She'in Ruin La'achila. We went to our Mishnah. The second half of our Mishnah says that if you eat foods that are not royal to eat, a person is potter on Yom Kippur. Omar Rabba, kas palpali. If someone chews peppercorns on Yom Kippur, is potter. He's potter because that's not a derech achila. It's just kind of achila, taking peppercorns and chewing them up. The same thing as ginger. Kas zingvala b'yom Kippurim. If someone chews up ingber, which is ginger, on Yom Kippur, he's potter. Halacha is a potter because it's not derech achila. Meisvei, that's your kasha. The Gemara is going to show now that peppercorns are called a peri. Meisvei, her mei oimer mashvinam. It says in the pasuk, the loss of pasuk is v'chizvayol aretz v'tatem kol eitz machal. You plant any fruit tree. V'aralatam v'aralosa is peri of shalosh shalom. For 3 years, you don't eat the peris. Now, if it says peris, obviously it's a tree that's giving off peris. Why does it say eitz machal? Mashvinam v'aralatam v'aralosa is peri of eidesha eitz machal. We know it's eitz machal. It's not a beer tree. It's a tree that has fruit because you're eating the fruit. Amatam v'aralosa eitz machal. That there's a din arla even by eight shatam eights of upiri shava, the type of tree that the tree tastes like the peri, that's also chayiv in arla. What is that? What type of tree is that? The vamez palpulim. That's peppercorn tree. Lamam dechasha palpulim chayiv in arla. You see from here that palpulim are chayiv in arla, and also you learn from here that ein eretzol chaser klum. Eretzol has everything. Shnei lo sechsa kol ba has all fruits and vegetables are found in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you see? It's called a peri. It's called a peri. What's going on here? If it's called a peri, so then it should be chayiv in Purim. Where is it? No. Loikash, not shver. Harv tifsa habi yaveshta. A fresh, you know, wet, palpal, is taka shtikl royal achila. But the ones we have already is dried out, and those already are very dangerous, and therefore they're not royal achila. Amalei avinu l'ramema. A similar kasha is kasha ginger. But I'm Rav Nachman. Hi Himlata, this dish that has ginger in it, it's made out of ginger and honey, the Asi Behem Dai, comes from Hindu, which is either Ethiopia or India. Halacha is sharia. It's mutter to eat. And you make a bar predama. What's shal by mutter to eat? The problem is something called bishul akum. You're not allowed to eat something that was cooked by a guy. This dish was cooked by a guy. So how are you allowed to eat it? Zok Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara is, because this is Nechal Chai, anything that's Nechal Chai, anything you eat in raw, is no Bishul Akum. For example, water, is no Bishul Akum. Why? Because you can eat it raw, you can drink it raw. So this, you can eat raw, there's no Bishul Akum. And you make it by a Priya Dham. So now, if you eat it raw, so what he just said, ginger is not eaten raw, which is ginger is not edible. Like Kasha, but it depends if it's fresh or dry. If it's fresh, ginger is edible. Dry ginger already is too strong, it's not edible. Someone eats leaves from a reed, potter. It's not royal achila. But shoots coming out of a vine, which is soft, that's right to eat, and a person's chayiv yom kippur for that. What is called a soft shoot coming out of a vine? Anything that sprouted in the past 10 days. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. But anything longer than 10 days is too hard. That's what the first Mandiyam says. Rav Kana Makal Shlosh V'yayim. For 30 days, it's still soft enough. And the Gemara brings a riot to Rav Yitzchak. Tanya Kava said, Rav Yitzchak Migdalah. Brings a riot to Rav Yitzchak Migdalah. Ocha Alekanim Potter. Someone eats reeds, leaves from reeds, is Potter. Luvik Fanim Chayiv. A shoot coming out of a geffen, he's Chayiv. Elan Luvik Fanim. Kol Shalav Lo Yom Rosh Hashanah V'yayim. Anything that sprouts between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Shasa, yeah, at Kaponim, that's what it says. It's a riot too, Rav Yitzchak Gilad, that the shear is 10 days. But if it's more than that, it's too long, it gets hard already. It said at the end of the Mishnah, Shasa Tzira, Murray is potter. If you drink fish juice, it's potter, it's not riot to eat. It's a mashma Mishnah, Chayim, it's by vinegar, it's chayiv. Masis the mani Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi, Aimer, Chayim, it's meshiv zanefesh. Someone takes a cup of vinegar, it'll be make him satiated, it'll soothe his hunger pains, and therefore you chayiv. Dorosh of Gilab Amanasha, Biri Dinarosh, and Lakh Rabbi. Rav Gidla once got up by his Shabbos Tzur Drasha, and he said that we don't pass like Rebbe. Lashana, the next year, Nafi Kula Yoyama, the next year, could have been that year, it must not have been Shabbos Tzur, it must have been Shabbos Gadol. Lashana, Nafi Kula Yoyama, the next year, the whole world went out, Mozgu V'Shasu Chala, they watered down the Chaimitz, because Chaimitz by itself is very strong, so it doesn't taste too good, they watered it down and they drank it, on Yom Kippur. Shama Rav Gidl, Rav Gidl heard about this, V'Ikbit, he was very upset. Amma, Ima Da Amri Ana, when did I say this halacha, Eir Lach Karabi, the Eved, but the Eved, like, Chatchilim, I didn't say Chatchilim could drink Chaimitz, that's number one. Number two is, Ima Da Amri Ana, Porta, I said a little bit, but Tuva Mi Amri, if you drink a lot of Chaimitz, that's a tackle problem. And also, even more, I said raw vinegar is not royal achila. Mazuk mi amri, if it's watered down, of course it's royu. There's no way you can eat that. And therefore, he's argued very stark, and it could be it's even also the raisa, mazuk. Chaim, it's watered down, it's even the raisa, maybe it's also akapanim. That's what comes out from my Gemara.